issue this morning. I'm not hearing anything. Can anybody hear me out there? Hey, good morning. Good morning, Delmarva. It's Michael Sprouse. Welcome to Coastal A&E. For the next hour, you are in the house of Sprouse, so we're going to take a jump to the creative side of the surf. How's it going over there, friend?
Oh, things pretty well.
I think we're having some technical issues this morning.
My mic is plugged into that one.
I'm plugged in, man. I'm plugged in, but I'm not really hearing anything this morning. Let me see. How are we going? There we go.
So, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I'll tell you what.
Going to try to get together with that. There we go. Oh, okay. I'm on the air. There I am. We're back. Should we just start all over again?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, take two.
There you go. Hey, good morning, Delmarva. Welcome to Coastal A&E. I'm your host, Michael Sprouse, broadcasting live from the beautiful studios of Delaware 105.9 FM for the next hour-ish. Now, you're in the house of Sprouse. We're going to take a jump to the creative side of the surf. How's it going, friend?
It's been a morning.
Yes, indeed it has been a morning.
Yes, we've been having little fits of rain here and there. And to be honest with you, I think we're going to get a heavier fits of rain later this afternoon.
Well, you
from
know
what I understand, I've been watching the weather forecast, and it ain't looking pretty. But later this afternoon into tonight, we should be okay.
Yeah.
So you know, I take a walk around.
I had the top down on the way over here on the bug. I risked it. I was good. It was nice. There are little patches of sun.
Yeah.
There's a big, every year, I have these great neighbors. And every year, there's a big neighborhood summer sort of potluck party that we have. Yeah. It's tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to make double eggs. Like a block party?
Yeah, it is a block party, but they don't close off the block like, you know, traditional block parties, but it's a lot of fun. Everyone brings food and, you know, there's people just having music. It's nice.
Yeah.
So hopefully the weather will last. It's always a lot of fun when we do that. I'm going to make deviled eggs, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like the deviled eggs.
A couple years ago, I brought them and everyone's like, oh, these are fun. So now it's like I have to bring deviled eggs every year, I think. Yeah. They're sort of a pain to make, though. Man.
Do you put crab meat in them?
Sometimes, depending on how generous I'm feeling. I made curry deviled eggs. I think I made crab deviled. I have the Instapot.
Curry.
Oh, yeah.
Curry and crab. Eggs,
man. Yeah, they're very good.
Wow, man. That should shake up.
Yeah, you're going to mix it all together, and then you just sort of, you know. It's the cooking of the eggs that's the problem. Yeah, it takes a long time. It's sort of, it has a peculiar scent, and you're going to have to open a few windows.
I remember my a couple of months ago, my sister made them for Christmas. And I walked into the house, and I'm like, mother. God.
What is going on here? Yeah, but you know when you're there at an appropriate gathering where they work really well and people love them.
Yeah,
you know they're always the first thing to go.
It is. I'll have one or two.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy that takes too many and then all of a sudden he's
where did all these eggs go?
He's running to the men's room.
Years ago,
we had
an art opening years ago in Washington, D.C. This was years ago, like 20 years ago, at our gallery in D.C. and in Georgetown. And one of the artists she insisted on bringing her own, foodstuffs for the opening, which was fine.
Right.
Of course, but she brought this massive tray of deviled eggs, and that was sort of a smaller gallery in our first location. And when she took sorry, let me tell you, it was a very interesting experience, but it turned out to be a great show. We have Cuvée Ray is going to be calling in, checking in as usual, as he does this Saturday. They've got some exciting new updates. It is the Sea Glass Festival is going on in Lewis today and tomorrow. And that's always a very cool thing, very cool event. It's always very popular. We're going to get a call in from my friend Michelle Buckler, who's owner of Sand and Stone. She's my sea glass expert. She's calling in, probably 11:30-ish. And I've had her, of course, here on the radio show. She's been on the Arts and Entertainment Report before. Mm-hmm. She collects sea glass, and she makes beautiful jewelry. A lot of it is hand-wrapped. You remember when she was here on the show,
I think.
So she's going to call in, and she really is an expert about sea glass. I mean, she can look at a piece and, sort of, you know when, maybe roughly, where it's from, the age, et cetera, et cetera. It's very fascinating. And the Sea Glass Festival is becoming very, very popular. I was on their Facebook page, and I think they had over 14,000 interests. People are like interested in going. So that's pretty impressive. You know, people love sea glass.
When I was growing up, I spent all my summers over in Cape May. And there was a place that they coined Diamond Beach.
Diamond Beach.
Yes, and it was a place where basically different pieces of metal and rock that would go over, and when the water would come in, the water would come out, the water would come in, the water would come out.
It's amazing how that happens.
You know, and it's basically, and they sold these different machines. And it would, smooth them out. And they were absolutely stunningly beautiful.
Oh, yeah, man. Nature's a lovely friend of ours, you know.
And there was a couple over there. They just put up a shiki shack and started to sell these Cape May diamonds and made a very, very good living on it.
Michelle told me about them once. She said, that's a New Jersey diamond because they look like it's quartz. That gets tumbled.
Yeah.
And even though it's not technically a diamond, it has that lovely, look and feel, that crystal clear. And you often are sort of, pebble-shaped and round. Yeah. And they're very cool.
And there was also granite in there, too. There were a couple of stone companies in that area that would build stuff for World War II that would put them on, different World War II ships. Put them there. And the excess, they just throw it in the water.
Yeah.
Well, 50 years later,
it's been tumbling for 50 years.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's nature's tumbler.
Yeah. I have found some very cool sea glass myself. For a while, I would go down to Lewis Beach in the morning and just get very chill and zen. Mm-hmm. And you can find, at least several years ago, there was a lot of sea glass, and it would just wash up.
Yeah.
And I did actually find a couple of times, and I talked to Michelle about this, they call it black sea glass. And what it is, it's glass it's very old, very old. I mean, from ships from the, 1600s, 1700s that were, heading around the bay, they crash, they throw over debris, et cetera, et cetera. Right. And these were old wine bottles, rum bottles, et cetera.
Yeah.
And it looks like a black stone on the beach. So it's easy to pass up. But if you just be in the right place at the right time and you're like, oh, that's interesting, you pick it up and you can either use your phone, to sort of underlight it or hold up to the sun, and you'll see that it's actually very dark amber glass.
Right, right, right.
It's beautiful. It's like a green, dark amber. Mm-hmm. When it's sitting on the sand, it looks black, and they call it black glass, and it's very rare.
Yeah.
Because it's very old.
Yeah. And people, especially right after hurricanes and strong storms, the nor'easter storms, people go out on the beach and just try to find stuff. You'd be surprised what they find out on the beach.
Oh, yeah, man.
Plus, it's good exercise.
It is good exercise. Well, yes. You got to walk slowly. I mean, if you're at a heavy pace, you have to really sort of comb. There's a whole art to finding sea glass.
Yeah.
I would go with friends of mine, and she was a great friend from D.C., and she's like, I can't find it. He said, well, you got to take your time and sort of look. She would just sort of fly down the beach, and if one popped on her radar, she'd be like, oh, I found a piece. I'm like, if you really want to, you have to scour. Eventually, you sort of train your eye because, it has a very distinctive look to it. Mm-hmm. And clearly, it's enough that the people love it so much. I mean, there's this festival, the Lewis Historical Society 2018 Mid-Atlantic Sea Glass and Coastal Arts Festival, which is today and tomorrow. That thousands of people go to this this shared love of sea glass.
Now, where is this again?
That is going on at the Cape May Lewis Ferry. You can get food. There's music at On the Rocks there. Well, it's there all weekend. Mm-hmm. I think according to, in fact, my friend Michelle posted this on her wonderful Sand and Stones Facebook page. Mm-hmm. There's going to be, of course, as I said, there's live music. There's going to be, I think, nearly 70 glass artists. Mm-hmm. And there's other artists there as well. Decoy carvers, which is interesting. Waterfowl artists. Because I had a great conversation with my friend Ramsey yesterday, who is a decoy artist, and also he's a managing owner partner of the arenas.
Ramsey
Schrader, great guy. And we're sort of, I mentioned before, we're working on we're putting together a documentary of sorts about the art of creating and collecting duck decoys. Fascinating. He brought over this beautiful piece that he made, which I will maybe share some photos of that later on. And I know they're going to get a call in probably soon. Maybe this is what we got going on right now. Hello, you're on Coastal A&E.
Hi, Michael. It's Ray.
Ray, good morning, man. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you know, I'm hanging in there. We had sort of a, we've had a few technical issues. Maybe it's a change of the seasons. It's the first Saturday in summer, I believe.
Kind of a gloomy day, so, you know.
Yeah, things, everyone sort of, you know, everyone gets in the summer mode and then the weather changes and then you're like, oh, what's going on? And, you know, I don't know. Who knows? Everything is sort of connected, I guess. But you've got a lot of things going on. You've got a lot of exciting things happening going on, right? You and I were sort of conversing, I think, the other day, and you mentioned that you're really moving forward with all the exciting events at Cuvée Ray.
Yeah. I really, you know, I had originally wanted to try to open by 4th of July, but, you know, I just want to make sure we do it 100% right and that everyone's super trained and it's as good as it can possibly be. So we're going to probably open within a couple of weeks after 4th of July.
Hey, that's good.
Not even a couple of weeks, maybe a week after 4th of July. So, but the exciting things are, I mean, we spent so much time putting together this wine list. I mean, I've put in, me and my general manager, Chris Racine, we put in just so much time creating the wine list. And now all the wines have arrived at our restaurant at Cuvée Ray, and we're starting to put them into the wine wall and starting to get them all set up and everything. So that's super exciting to see all those wines come in. I mean, it was a labor of love creating the wine list, and it's going to be a labor of love getting the wine situated at Cuvée Ray.
I can't wait to come see the wine wall, man. I gotta tell you,
it's neat. It's really cool. It really is. It came out great. It really did.
I think it's important for people to realize too that, I mean, every single wine that you've included to be in that wall and on your list, this is something that you have specifically chosen and given a lot of thought to. Careful selection.
Absolutely. I mean, every single one. When I look at our wine list, I just smile. Because we did, we tasted thousands and thousands of wines, and chose the ones that we thought were every wine. I've said this before that our credo is that every wine at every price point has to be great. There cannot be any mediocre wines on the wine list at any price point. And I think when I look at the wines that have come in and everything, I think we've accomplished that. So yeah, so that was exciting. We're starting this weekend. We're going to be working there to get everything set up, the tables, the chairs, everything, get it just really ready to rock and roll. We're getting down to the real nitty gritty and getting ready to open. Like I said, we probably could have opened a little bit sooner, but we really wanted to make sure we got everything right. And like I said, get everyone trained exactly as, you know, the way they should be, and just getting everything all set up the way we want it.
Well, that's important because, you know, I know that having a highly trained staff, particularly when they're dealing with sort of the expertise of what you're bringing to the community when you open Cuvée Ray, that's important.
Yeah, it really is. And we've got a, you know, great core group of people there, and I've gotten to know them pretty well. And so yeah, things are really going well. We are still looking for people though. So if of your listeners are interested in working at Cuvée Ray in any capacity, they can visit our website and send us an email or poke your head in the door if you're walking down the street. And we're usually there now, pretty much full time.
You know, it's good you should mention that because I think also, and you know, you and I have had enough conversations over the last several months about, you know, the importance of creating a really good team. And also you and I spoke about how when you create this team, and you put this team together, you want them to sort of feel comfortable to segue into moving through and up and getting more experience and more knowledgeable and getting, you know, maybe working into different positions where it becomes a more organically hands-on role, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's really true. I mean, this is a great, I mean, it really is going to be a fun place to work. We're dealing with wine and great food, and we're going to be doing a lot of wine tastings with the staff. So it's a continual process. of education amongst all of us. So we're always tasting and analyzing the wines. And like you said, I really think it's a great opportunity for people to, you know, start in one position and then, you know, move up and do different things. And we're always encouraging that. So we've got, like I said, we've got positions open. Really all positions are still being filled as we build out and everything. So, but you raise a great point that it's going to be a fun place to work. I think it's a bit different than other places. We got a great spirit going on there. So,
hey, now listen, I know that are you going to be, there's an event Tuesday night at Blue Coast that's in connection to SoDel Fest, and I know that you're a big part of this year's SoDel Fest 2018. Are you going to be able to be at that sort of media premiere sort of sponsorship awareness night that's going to be Tuesday at Blue Coast?
Yes, I'll be there. I'll be promoting our presence there and our sponsorship, and particularly our Vintunes wine tasting that we're going to be doing at SoDel Fest this year. So we'll be talking about that to the folks who are there on Tuesday. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too. I'm going to be there as well, Ray.
Awesome. Great.
We'll see each other. That's all right. We catch up with you because you're on quite a tight schedule right now, but that's going to be a fun event. And yes, you are going to be part of, in fact, you have a pre-event event with your, right, your Vintunes, which I think is very exciting. People can go to www.sodelfest.com and read all about that.
Yeah, we kick it off in the morning, and we'll be doing a wine tasting that kind of kicks off the Saturday morning. So, yeah, that should be great.
That's right. The pre-festival wine and music tasting, as a matter of fact, starts at 11 a.m. on that September 29th, Saturday. That's great. And I'm going to be the celebrity host down there for the Battle of the Chefs, which is really going to be a lot of fun, too.
You're going to come by our wine tasting?
Oh, yeah, you better believe it. Sure. You know I will be. So listen, Ray, I know you got a lot going on. I won't keep you, but thank you for checking in. I really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to talk to you every weekend, every Saturday here. And man, just keep moving forward. We're looking forward to it.
I'm glad to have a chance to chat with you, and have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you much.
All right. Take care.
You too. Take care. See, it's always fun talking to Coop. That's so exciting what's going on. I got to go in there and see that the wine wall that they're making. It really is, I think, aesthetically as well. Just visually, it's an impressive thing. So,
you know, you walk into a restaurant and you see a wall of wine and you're thinking immediately, let's get a bottle of wine, honey.
Yeah, that's that's exactly what I think.
Let's
a wall of wine.
Out.
Yes, yeah. It's pretty amazing. Good stuff, stuff.
And I'm sure he's hired some very impressive people.
Yes, well, indeed. Absolutely. You have to have impressive people, because people want to know. They want to know, you know, what they're tasting and what's going on. I think it's interesting that there seems to be, at least I've noticed more so out there, that people are really rediscovering important, interesting aspects of wine. And,
right,
and gosh, Ray is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to that. And, of course, there'll be music as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had Sydney Arts on here before, and she's booking all the music there.
Right.
And he has this really phenomenal way of sort of combining the wine and the music experience together. And I think it's going to be very interesting for people. We're all very excited about it. So,
you know, you come down here, you're coming down to Rehoboth, you want to have a good time. You want to get the best of everything. You know, stop by places like that, you know, just to check them out. You know, pop a bottle of wine. Maybe you're not, you know, maybe it's a special occasion.
Sure. Special occasions are good for that. Well, what's cool about Cuvée Ray?
Special occasion could be your vacation.
That's always a good reason to celebrate a vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what that vacation is. That a French word? What does that mean exactly? It's been a while since
get away from the kids.
Get away from it all. I don't know what that means, vacation. Am I pronouncing it properly? Hey, listen, I want to give a quick shout out to one of our sponsors here at Coastal A&E, the Residences of Lighthouse Cove Dewey Beach. Do you like the idea of luxury living? Who doesn't, right? Well, that's exactly what you'll find at the Residences of Lighthouse Cove Dewey Beach. They feature brand new 1, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom luxury condominiums nestled directly next to the Rehoboth Bay in the heart of Dewey Beach, Delaware. The residences feature resort-filled amenities, incredible bay views, bayside dining, and much more. They're family-built, family-inspired, and family-operated, all designed specifically for you. So, welcome to luxury living in Dewey Beach. For more information about the Residences of Lighthouse Cove, visit them online at www.theresidencesde.com. I'm going to be doing a promo video with them soon. I'm really excited about getting in there and just because it is so beautiful. That's going to be fun too. It's always fun, you know. It's easy to help promote something when you know that it's just good.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? So I'm always like enjoy that. I'm like, this is a beautiful thing. I get excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard. I can't
have the same thing with different restaurants and different companies down here. No matter what they do, you know, it would be jet skis or whatever, especially this time of year, you know, we really do have the best of cool things down here.
Oh, yeah, we have. But, man, we live in a, you know, there's so much always. I had a very nice experience the other day. There's a very talented photographer, John Molera. And we're Facebook friends. And, of course, you know, we started running the same circles. And he's a wildly intelligent young man and very talented photographer. And he had spent an earlier part of his career as an engineer. But he had this passion for photography. And eventually, you know, I guess he's like, I'm going to just move into this, you know, follow his passion and his art. He's done very well and he's incredibly talented. And the other day he reached out on Facebook, hey, let's just get together and, you know, and have a cup of coffee and just sort of connect. And it was a really nice experience. And it was very listening to him talk about, you know, how his passion for art. And he has also started, I think he had one in Milford, and I apologize if I can't give the exact paraphrase of the title for it, but it really was just a group of people that can get together. I think they meet regularly and they go on tours of Milford and they take photographs and they get together and they compare them. And they talk about, you know, the different cameras they're using. Some are using their phones, some are using high-end equipment, some are just using, you know, an old camera they found around the garage. And it's just a very wonderful way for people to connect artistically. So more power to him for doing that.
I like it.
I think that was very cool, and I love that idea. You know, that he just said, "I'm going to do this." And those are some of the things that are happening. We had a long conversation about the arts in particular and how this whole area. There's just such a great, wonderful infusion of it. 302-839-1059.
There's a lot going on.
And if you know of something going on, give us a call at 302-839-1059. That is the Delmarva Allstate Agent talk or text line. You can give us a call there. In fact, I just got a text from Michelle Buckler right now. So I'm going to give her that number so she can call a little after 8:30. And so we're going to talk about the Sea Glass Festival. That's 302-839-1059. She's going to give us a call in a little bit and fill us in. She is our sea glass expert. I know we're going to go to a break here in a little bit. Oh, that would be right now, as a matter of fact. Maybe our second half hour will run by smoothly and wonderfully. We'll hear from Michelle Buckler of Sand and Stone, sea glass expert. When we get back, I'll be talking to you guys in a little bit. Again, it's Saturday. It's the first Saturday in summer, isn't it? It is the first Saturday in summer. Because I think Friday was the first day of summer, which meant it was the longest day of the year.
Yes.
Though I think the weather wasn't great, so it was hard to tell. The day before the first day of summer was very nice, which would have been the I'm not even going to go down that calendar of craziness. The longest day, et cetera, et cetera. You know what's interesting? I read the other day. I was just bored. I'm like, I wonder what time it is in Australia. I have no idea why this popped on my radar. And I was looking at it. I think there was someone on Facebook or some post from some Australia came across, and they were referencing the fact that it was winter, which of course everyone knows. Yeah, they're on the other side and, you know, their seasons are opposite from ours. But they also have much shorter. So our longest day, I looked and saw we had about almost 15 hours of sunlight, or had the sun actually been out the first day of summer, and they had something like 8 or something. It's interesting. There's probably, you know, that's not my forte, but I thought it was very, very interesting. I know we're going to get a call soon from Michelle, my friend Michelle Buckler from Sand and Stone, which is that beautiful shop in downtown Lewis she's had for several years. She also teaches laughing yoga classes. Hopefully she'll give us a little shout out about that. And she might be calling in probably any minute now. We're going to have her on the air and we're going to get the scoop on the big Sea Glass Festival. Oh my gosh. I can't even Festival. There we go. That's happening today and tomorrow in downtown. Not actually downtown. What's the Cape May Lewis Ferry? And, of course, if you go to Coastal A&E with host Michael Sprouse, the Facebook page, I've shared this wonderful post from Michelle that has all the information you could possibly want about it. And I think we're going to have her on the air soon, too. In fact, this may be her right now. Hello, you're on Coastal A&E.
Hi, Michael. It's Michelle Buckler from Sand and Stones.
Michelle, always such a pleasure to hear your voice. How have you been?
I have been spectacular. How have you been?
I've been great. Staying quite busy. I know you've been busy too, you know, and I really, first of all, let me just thank you for calling in this morning because you are my sea glass expert. I always refer to you as that. You have a beautiful shop there on there in downtown
I'm on
Lewis.
On Front Street.
On Front Street. And you've had it for several years, I believe, haven't you?
I have. This is my 14th year I'm going into.
Wow. That is phenomenal. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There's a lot happening down here this weekend, so I wanted to call in and tell you all about it.
Please be my guest. I would love you to do that. Tell me all about it. What's going on?
So this year is the 9th annual Mid-Atlantic Sea Glass and Coastal Arts Festival put on by the Lewis Historical Society. It's going to be held at the ferry terminal. It's going on right now. The gates opened at 9 o'clock. It's going to be running until 4 o'clock today. It is rain or shine, and it's also going on tomorrow from 9 to 3. You can catch a shuttle up there on the Freeman Highway by Mr. P's, and they'll shuttle you right on down. Parking is limited down there because everybody's heading into that whole entire area with the ferry going on, and, you know, we have to have the highway is kind of clear so that people can catch the ferry to go across over to Cape May. And or you can now catch the DART yellow line bus. So you can now park and ride, and they're going to drop you off right at the ferry terminal. And they'll also drop you off at right downtown Lewis.
Very cool. So that's very helpful for transportation because you're right. There's a lot of how many people would you say that they get at this event every year?
There's probably about 5,000 people that come every year to this event, so it's a pretty big event. There's over 70 vendors that come from all across the U.S. and the Virgin Islands to set up for this event.
Wow. So are we talking, so I was reading on the, and thank you, by the way, again, for sharing that wonderful, you have this very informative post, which I have posted on the Coastal A&E with host Michael Sprouse Facebook page, but that it came initially from Sand and Stones, where you have all this information there. And it also mentions that in addition to sea glass artists and collectors, there's artisans, including duck decoys, waterfowl artists.
Correct. So it's a coastal arts festival. So anything that has to do with the coastal arts. So there's sea glass vendors, obviously, but there's also people that do wonderful paintings and wonderful decoys and wood carvings and pictures with just about the whole entire coastal areas. So you'll also see them there as well.
That's brilliant. And there's also food and drink available, I believe.
Yes. So on the rocks in at the ferry terminal, they are also going to be having the restaurant there is going to be open, but they're also going to have food vendors that are going to be set up there and live music.
Oh, you got to love live music, right, Michelle? You love live music.
Absolutely.
Love it. It's a lot of fun.
And new this year, too, which is kind of exciting, is they have some boats that kids have painted, and they're actually going to be auctioning them off. And so you can see what the kids have done at camp, and they've painted all these wonderful, it's kind of a miniature boat, but it's fairly large for a miniature boat, but not one that you can put in the water. They're painting those. And then they're also doing tours out to the lighthouses this year. And if you sign up with the tours with the lighthouse, and that's with the Cape Taxi and Water Tours.
Oh, yes. I've done it before. It's a great experience. Great. The Cape Water Tours and Taxi. That's so very nice. Yeah. That sounds like a really
phenomenal
thing.
They're taking them out to ferry or out to the lighthouse this year.
Yeah, which is really such a great experience. That lighthouse is, you know, everyone knows it, of course, from just seeing it. But when you're actually in it, when you go, and you can do this on the tour and go into that lighthouse, it's really you feel like you're just sort of surrounded by history. And you get a really good sense of what it was like to have been in that lighthouse. It's a very small space. If you're claustrophobic,
You might. Yeah, can you imagine people live there?
No, I mean, can't, people, yeah.
Yeah, so that now was...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, not only do they live there, but they live there and work there,
When we had that storm of 1962, when it knocked down the Cape Henlopen lighthouse, we had to get a lightship, which is the Overfalls, which, by the way, they're celebrating their 80th birthday this year, and there's going to be a commemorative puzzle done for that 80th birthday celebration that will soon be available at Puzzles on Front Street, as well as at the ship store here on Front Street as well.
Fantastic.
And it's a beautiful picture of the Overfalls that is coming in, or being brought back with the sun setting behind it.
That is so great. And that's great. I love that puzzle shop too, by the way. That's a great puzzle shop.
Oh, it's a great shop. it really is.
Yeah. I've filmed there before. The lighthouse.
Yes. I'm sorry. Well, So they've actually got a new website going up too, so you can get a sneak preview of a lot of the puzzles that they sell in their puzzle shop.
Oh, that's phenomenal. Hey, listen, I have a quick question for you as well. So technically someone could go to this wonderful festival today, purchase a lovely piece of sea glass, and they could bring it back to you, and you can make a customized piece of jewelry out of it, couldn't you?
I absolutely could.
Yes, because you make beautiful jewelry. I've seen it.
Well, thank you.
It's been, I don't know if it's been two or three summers ago that you and I, you were featured in an episode of the Arts and Entertainment Report. We had a great time, and I watched you create this beautiful piece of jewelry. It was phenomenal. As a matter of fact,
thank you.
You wrap them, don't you? You wire wrap them.
I do. I wrap them in 14 karat gold and the argentium sterling silver. So each piece is totally unique and special to that one piece of jewelry, that shape of that sea glass or a piece of jewelry that you have found.
Yeah, I think it's phenomenal. I really do.
It's a great way of capturing a memory of you walking on the beach and finding that piece of sea glass.
That's right. Yeah, it just works on so many levels, Michelle. You're incredibly talented. You also, are you still doing the laughing yoga?
I am doing the laughing yoga every Friday morning at the Lewis Public Library.
Give us a little quick, just a touch base on what that's about for people who may not be familiar with it.
So laughter yoga is a unique social and health promotion and disease prevention, which is kind of the formal definition, that uses safe and gentle and fun breathing and simulated laughter techniques to enhance one's emotional, mental, and physical wellness. So in layman terms, we just laugh and have fun. It has four components to it. It's eye contact, because as we all know, when we look at each other in the eyes, laughter becomes more contagious. It's also clapping, so when we clap with our full hand, we get a wonderful, nice little body massage. It's also breathing, so laughter is a type of breath. And then it's childlike play. So we do not get on the floor. We do not do any of the typical yoga exercises. Yoga just means unity. And we just have a lot of fun.
I think that's phenomenal. And you say this means every Friday morning.
Every Friday morning, absolutely free. And it's at the Lewis Public Library. We also do it in Milford at the Senior Center on Thursday mornings. The Lewis Public Library is at 8:40 to 9:30. And at the Milford Senior Center, it is 8:30 to 9:40.
I think that's phenomenal. And you don't need to bring a yoga mat or anything. You can just show up, correct?
Correct. The only thing I ask is that you bring a glass of water, because when you laugh, like we do, you tend to kind of need some water to...
You work up a thirst when you're laughing. That's right. Michelle, always a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for your information. And also, let me just give you a wonderful high five on all the work that you do supporting the local businesses in Lewis and Rehoboth. You've done a tremendous amount of work over the years. You're always very supportive, and you're the first one out there to say, hey, this thing's going on, or come check out this shop. And I think that's very important. That's certainly something that's close to my heart as well, and I know it is yours. And I just want to say thank you very much for all of that.
Well, thank you. You know, you do such a great service and putting a spotlight on all of us that we so deeply appreciate all the work that you do as well.
Well, I appreciate that. We're going to spend the next hour just telling each other how much we appreciate it.
We could, couldn't we?
1 hour later, so we're
also,
still.
You know, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go. I was making a joke. I was doing my own laughing yoga thing here. So.
Very good.
So listen, I want everyone to go down and check out Sand and Stone. You will have it's just a wonderful experience. Thank you again, Michelle. I will talk to you soon.
Okay, and I just want to put a shout out that, you know, this festival is going on today. Again, it's till 4 o'clock today, rain or shine, and also tomorrow from 9 until 3 tomorrow, rain or shine. There's wonderful artisans from all over the country coming there. You know, just stop by, show your support, because there's some amazing things there.
Thank you so much. You're absolutely right. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to try to pop down there myself. And if not today, definitely tomorrow. And again, thank you. And I'll pop in and see you too.
Yes. Stop by at Sand and Stones on French Street.
I will. Thank you, Michelle. Have a great rest of the weekend.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Always such a good time talking with Michelle. She's always energetic and fun, and mm-hmm. she has a spark in her eye, and she's always filled with great information. I always have a good time with Michelle. I first met her when we did an episode of the A&E Report. It was 2 or 3 years ago. Of course, that airs, I have to do my plug here, mm-hmm. every Wednesday night at the Live at 5 and 11 o'clock news on WRDE NBC. And then, of course, there's Coastal Cuisine every Friday night during the 5 o'clock news and 11 o'clock news on WRDNBC. And again, during the Today Show on Saturday mornings and Thursday mornings for the A&E Report.
Very good.
Yeah. And she was great. It was just a beautiful piece. She's very peaceful. And I'm going to try that laughing yoga. Doesn't that sound like fun, Fran?
You know, and I've seen a couple of different types of yoga. Believe it or not, I was in sixth grade and somehow a yoga book showed up at my house. Right? And we had like a, you know,
it just showed up one day.
A small, you know,
how to guide.
You know, and I started getting into it.
Oh, and there you go.
I was able to do everything by the time I was 18. Yeah. You know, like stretching and things, because I played 4 sports. Mm-hmm. You know, I played basketball, I played hockey, I played football. Basketball, I played them all. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, stretching is one of the best things that
you course,
can do
yes.
for your life.
Absolutely, I believe it. Yeah, stretching is very good for you.
Yeah, and one of the things that's new now is this hot sweating.
Oh yeah,
where you do the you do your sweating thing. But the room is like 110 degrees.
I think it's hot yoga.
Yeah, hot yoga.
Hot sweating is a hot different sweating. Thing yeah, that we may sweating. Not be able yeah. to talk.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing crazily today. They just like hot sweating yoga. Yeah, it is hot yoga.
But I got an email. Yeah. A friend of mine was doing it up in Chester County. I'm like, you're a freak.
No, I think that because I'm no expert, but I think it's about releasing toxins.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you are moving your body, you are releasing built up toxins.
Yeah.
And if you're sweating and moving your body, you know, you're releasing built up toxins.
Stretch the body out.
Yeah. I got to start, man. Where's that book? Give me that book. I need that how-to guide. Right. Hey, I need to give a quick shout out to one of our sponsors of the A&E, Coastal A&E, that is Just Comfort Shoes. For more than 15 years, the Birkenstock store, located at 18756 Coastal Highway in Rehoboth Beach, has specialized in helping folks from all across Delmarva and the Mid-Atlantic find the perfect shoe with the perfect fit. Owner Dennis Dill discovered Birkenstocks in 1986 while vacationing in Key West and introduced them to Rehoboth 31 years ago. In addition to Birkenstocks, the family-owned and operated shoe store also showcases an extensive line of only the absolute best in stylish comfort footwear, including Dansko, Keen, Allegra, Finn Comfort, Snook, and a whole lot more. Just Comfort Shoes, saving the world one foot at a time. For more information on Just Comfort Shoes, the Birkenstock store, visit them online at www.justcomfortshoes.com. That's easy for me to say, as they say. Yeah, man. So I am going to try to get down to that festival because it gets bigger every year, and it has grown into an arts festival per se. So there's more than Sea Glass, even though that's a wonderful thing to look at and view.
And I tell you, some of this stuff looks absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely, yeah, you know, it does. Sure,
just beautiful for like bracelets and necklaces and things like that, and you know. I mean, just really, really nice stuff. Yeah. And it comes from nature.
Yes, it does. In a sense. It goes back to nature. It does come from nature. I mean, it's a broken bottle that has gone out to the ocean. And, of course, glass is made of sand and silicon and all, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then it gets tossed around the ocean and come back. 302-839-1059. That is the Delmarva Allstate agent Paul Sarnak talker text line. People, feel free to call in with their questions or comments if you have one. We may have someone on the air right now. Hello, you're on Coastal A&E.
Good morning. I'm going to try not to be too nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. We're just hanging out, having a good time.
You are. Got to try that yoga.
Yeah,
The laughing yoga. My name is Jane, and I'm on the board of the Seaford Community Concert Association. And before we run out of time, I want to encourage all of your listeners to check out the SeafordConcerts.org. Our season begins in October. We have are approaching our 70th season at the Seaford High School. It begins October 2nd. We have 6 shows. If you mail in your payment by the end of June, which is coming up close, it's $60 for 6 shows. After that, you can join at any time. $70 for all the shows. Children 18 and under are free with a ticketed adult. Our first show, as I say, is October 2nd with Maureen McGovern.
I'm on your website right now, and I was just about to say how impressed I am that you have Maureen McGovern playing. That is phenomenal. This looks great. For 70 years, I had no idea. I'm so glad you've called in and turned me on to this.
Well, I am glad, too, and I hope all your listeners go. As you see, we've got 5 sacks, vocal trash, I believe I'm from America's Got Talent, the wonderful Thomas Pandolfi, who we've had in the past, the Malpass Brothers, who will give a touch of country, and the Vox Fortuna, which I think they might have been on England's Got Talent or what British Has Talent. I encourage your listeners to go to our website. You can go to, it'll send you to a clip of each of the performers. Also, it will send you to our Facebook page. Again, anytime at $70, now through the end of March. Right now, it's $60 for those 6 shows.
That is a very good deal. Let me just tell you right now, you cannot beat that. You're getting to go to all of these shows for that price. That's phenomenal. And I'm on your 1949 to now page. I'm just incredibly impressed that you guys have such a long history.
Well, I'm glad I caught you while you're on. I look forward to a lot of people going on and maybe liking us, but do check us out. We mostly promote word of mouth. We do have some posters around, and we encourage people, if you can't come to all the shows, share your ticket with somebody else and try all the shows. Often we'll get somebody say, oh, I like this, but I don't like that. Try it anyway. And if you're a snowbird, again, we start in October and go to the end of March. So hopefully there's a show or 2 or 3 that'll fit into your schedule.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's a really wonderful time to go out and do things is October. Autumn here is beautiful. You know,
it is. And again, Maureen McGovern. I can't even say it anymore. McGovern, October 2nd.
That's gonna. I'm gonna do my best to come see that show. And I'm also going through. You've had the Spanish Brass. You've had John Davidson. I'm looking over Forever Plaid, which was a very popular quartet. It's very impressive. I had no idea. I'm so glad you called, Jane.
Well, I am glad I did too. And we sell tickets only by subscription. Sometimes at the beginning of the year, we may sell an individual show, but basically it's by subscription. So join now so you can see them all.
That's great. So let's just make sure that we get that website out there again. That is seafordconcerts.org.
That's right. And it's held in the Seaford High School, minutes from the beach.
Yeah, you can't beat that. Listen, I would like to have you on my show at some point as we move closer to these dates. You or you were great on the radio. If you were nervous, I couldn't tell. So you
come down. Thank you. And our president would, I'm sure, be glad to help you. His name is David Grants, or perhaps one of our other members. Thank you. This is the way we promote it.
Hey, I'm real happy to be of assistance. I'm really excited. I'm so glad you called. You made my morning. Thank you, Jane, very much.
And you mine. Hope to see you there.
All right. I look forward to it. Take care.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Take care now. Wow, that was great. I had no idea. Have you ever heard of this before, Fran?
No, not at all.
Seaford Community Concert Association. These really, 70 years. You can go on this website, seafordconcerts.org, and mm-hmm. see all of their performers going back to 1949.
Wow.
That is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when things like this happen. This is why I love what I do. Because you just find out about very cool things like this. So mm-hmm. here's a group of dedicated people putting together these wonderful community concerts, the Community Concert Association of Seaford, mm-hmm. and it's just there. And like, well, it's word of mouth, you know. That's what being out there and working in the media when you're promoting the arts is about. And I want more people to call in and talk about fun, you know, great things going on because people need the arts.
I know friends over in Cape May, they're still going to the special band. They have big bands that will show up from, you know, the United States Coast Guard Station, United States Navy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they have a big gazebo in the middle of the town and just play wonderfully. And, you know.
Gosh, I love big band music.
That's great. And then you can go get an ice cream cone. Mm-hmm. Or a slice of pizza. I usually went for the slice of pizza.
Can't you just combine the two of them, Fran?
It's right in the center of town.
I understand why you just don't wrap the pizza slice around the ice cream cone and just say, look.
I didn't think about that.
Well, now.
Wow, you savage.
I'm going to be like, oh, I get the new favorite. Stick it on a stick and you can still be a little cart downtown and you're good to go for the rest of your days. I think we're going to be out of time soon. It's 11:58. That's pretty wild. I think, how are we doing? I got so enthralled by the call-ins today that I don't know. How much time do we have left here, friend?
Actually, we got one.
1 minute, 60 seconds. Yeah. Listen, there's our theme. Well, it's music playing. I want to thank you all for staying with me. Sorry we had a little technical issue earlier, but that's okay. It happens. It's summer. People are thinking about sunscreen and summer, and is it going to rain on my parade? Well, my, you know, outdoor party. And I have to go make some deviled eggs, I guess. So mm-hmm. I'll let you know how that goes, everybody. We will definitely be back next Saturday. It's Coastal A&E with Jose Michael Sprouse here on Delaware 109.5 FM. Have a great